Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a very serious story. So don't, whatever you do, don't laugh at any of the shenanigans that I describe. Because today's story has a lion in it. A very angry, very hungry looking lion. And he has a fork and a knife. And I'm afraid he might try to eat us if we laugh too hard, right? So, today's story is called Little Red and the Very Hungry Lion. It was written by Alex T. Smith. And it is read today by Mommy and...
Chicken Nugget.
Chicken Nugget. Are you sure you're going to go with Chicken Nugget? This guy's hungry. What if he decides to eat you?
I don't care. I'm a poisonous chicken nugget.
A poisonous chicken nugget? Oh, good heavens. Okay. Mommy and a poisonous chicken nugget. But before we get started...
Just chicken nugget.
Oh, don't give it away? Ah, fair enough. Before we get started, we must give our patron shout-out. It is Wednesday, and that is what we do. And today we want to give our patron shout-out to Gordon. Hey, Gordon. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you're having a good breakfast. And your mom, Yasmin, said, hey, we listen to you every morning. And I thought we would say, you know, hey, thanks so much for putting out stories. And we listened to that and thought, you know what? Yes. Thank you so much for listening. We love it when we hear that they like our stories. We like them too. So let's get down to it. Little Red.
Yes, let's do this.
And the Very Hungry Lion. Yes, let's do this. Here we go. All right. In the picture, we can see three things. A little girl and a goat. Mm-hmm. And she's jumping rope, right? And then we can also see a lion. And he does not look very happy. So let's hear what it says. This is Little Red. Today, she is going to be gobbled up by a lion. What? And this is the lion. Well, that's what he thinks is going to happen. Anyway. One hot morning, Auntie Rosie woke up covered in spots. There was only one thing for them. Spot medicine. Okay. Ring, 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 ring. Oh, dear, said Little Red when she heard the news. I'll come right away. So, Auntie Rosie had called her to let her know I need help. So she put some spot medicine in her basket and waved goodbye to her daddy. And it was a long way to Auntie Rose's house. Oh, my goodness. So, I don't know if you've heard this story before, but usually when we tell the story of Little Red Riding Hood, she's going through, what? A forest. Where is this little girl? Where is she going? Can you describe it?
A forest.
Is it a forest? Look at
a
it.
A swampy forest.
Hmm. Look at it carefully.
The desert.
Hmm.
Africa.
Oh, what makes you say Africa?
Because there are giraffes.
Hmm. There are giraffes.
Did you notice the lion?
Oh, there's a lion. Yes. What else? Crocodiles? Mm-hmm. Monkeys? I don't know. We're looking at the pictures, trying to decide. But I can tell you this much. I don't think that this is just a normal walk. I think she's going on a safari. Let's keep going. What about this page? She crept around the termite mounds and under the leaping gazelles. And then she caught a ride on an... elephant, and she wiggled her way around the hippos and the warthogs, and she waved hello to the meerkats.
This is now this is turning into a game called Find the Lion.
Oh,
where's the lion in this page?
Do you believe that there's a lion following her this whole time? Probably. Looks like he was checking her out. I see an ostrich too. Do you see the ostrich? I can see him.
Where?
See the warthogs? They're covered in mud. Yeah. Do you see him?
Right there.
Uh-huh. Now look up. Do you see him?
I don't.
Here, let me turn the book upside down. Friends, in every page of this book, I think, so far, that lion has been hiding, watching, and waiting. Okay. So, let's talk about where she is. She crept around the termite mounds and under the leaping gazelles, and then she caught a ride on an elephant, and she wiggled away around the hippos and the warthogs and waved hello to the meerkats, and then she sat down in the shade of a shady tree. And that's when the lion arrived. The very hungry lion. I'm worried for her. Are you worried? Oh, hello, purred the lion. Where are you going?
To visit my auntie, who is covered in spots,
said Little Red. In the time it took for his tummy to rumble, the very hungry lion had cooked up a very naughty plan. Can you tell us what his plan is? You want to walk us through it?
My very clever plan. Step one.
What's it say?
Sneak off to Auntie Rosie's house. Step two, hide in her cabinet. Step three, dress up as Auntie Rosie. Step four, wait for a bit. Step five, jump up and eat Little Red. Step six, eat Auntie Rosie for dessert. Well done, you are a very clever lion.
And he rushed off to put his plan into action. This guy, he's planning on eating people. That's what lions do if they're wild animals and they get the opportunity. So when he arrived, the very hungry lion stuffed Auntie Rosie in a cabinet and locked the door. Then he squeezed himself into one of her nightgowns and covered himself all over in spots. Of course, when Little Red arrived, she realized right away it wasn't Auntie Rosie sitting in the bed. She quickly looked around and spotted her auntie peeking through a gap in the cabinet. And then Little Red decided that she was going to teach the naughty lion a lesson. What do you think she's going to do? What would you do?
Mm-hmm. And I would pick up that vase, throw him at the lion,
ooh,
then open the door, or open the cabinet, mm-hmm, and then I'll tell my baby goats to go wild.
Oh, send the goat in, huh?
Go wild to make
a goat. Oh, Auntie, cried Little Red, what tangled hair you have.
And before the very hungry lion could even lick his lips, Little Red had brushed and combed and twisted and braided until the lion had a lovely new look. This had not been part of the lion's plan. Can you describe what he looks like? He definitely looks like a girl. Yeah, okay. Anything else? Jump out.
No.
It might be the giant red bows sticking out of his braids all over the place, but I noticed that his braid styling is kind of the same as Little Red's.
Yeah.
See? The little balls. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, it looks good on Little Red.
Mm-hmm.
He opened his mouth wide.
Disgusting!
shouted Little Red.
What gigantic, grimy teeth you have, Auntie!
Ew, and they are really grimy, aren't they? Looks to me like he really needs to floss. Because when he opens his mouth, we can see bones and goo and ugh, gross. Not a good situation. We must brush our teeth at minimum twice a day. And floss that much, too. And sometimes, if you can make it happen three times a day, that's for the best. And brush your teeth after every meal. Well, Little Red made the very hungry lion brush his teeth until they sparkled.
Oh, Auntie,
sighed Little Red.
Why are you wearing an old nightgown? What an old nightgown you are wearing!
And before the very hungry lion knew it, Little Red had found a much prettier dress for him to wear. And now that had not been part of the lion's plan either.
Stop! Yelled the lion. I am a very hungry lion, and my tummy is grumbling.
Little Red pointed her finger.
Well, trying to eat children and their aunties is very naughty. If you were hungry, all you had to do was ask for some food.
What? That's all he had to do? Oh my goodness. The very hungry lion let Auntie Rosie out of the cabinet and said sorry ever so politely. And Little Red gave Auntie Rosie the spot medicine, which worked immediately, thank goodness. And then all three of them gobbled up a whole basket of donuts. Together, the lion had five. And soon it was beginning to get dark. So the lion walked all the way back home with Little Red on his very best behavior. And he promised to never, ever, ever try to eat another auntie or any children. But he might be tempted to eat Daddy. No, she says, bad kitty. Because look, he was about to eat her dad. And if we would all just mind our own P's and Q's, we would live a lot happier lives, wouldn't we? Mm-hmm. And that is?
The chicken nugget.
The chicken nugget. Wait, no, that's your name, chicken nugget. The end.
No, I said the chicken nut.
You're such a goofball.
The chicken nut.
The end.
Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.